Is that a good oh or a bad oh?
No, I just, you know, like, so yesterday, Nebraska has a crazy stat in volleyball. They've won 87 straight NCAA matches when they're up 2-love.
Yeah.
So you get to, you know, either winning 3, 4, or 5, but you'd never give up being up by 2. Pitt won the first 2 sets, and now they're in danger of losing for a chance to go to the Final Four.
Let's be honest, the serve receive has not been good in the last 2 games.
I'm a little busy over here, George. So I haven't been able to watch this match, so you are watching everything.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
So I think people inside of the building, most of them are there, except for the Sabrina Stark's fan club for Pitt. She's the player for the Panthers from Platteview. Do you think that everybody like, come on, just get it over with? You know what? Just go back into the convention center and just finish this off. We need Nebraska and Texas.
I did see some red in the crowd, though, already.
Oh, so it looks like it's all Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also, from somebody that is there, from a media person and somebody that has tickets, they said the crowd noise is annoying. I don't know if people can hear that on TV. But they said in person it is a little bit annoying because it's just like a soft murmur of white noise. I think they got to shut that off. When Nebraska starts playing, it'll be loud enough in there. They can just turn that off. I don't think they had it for the games in the convention center. Like, I don't think they had white noise playing while you were getting dressed in the tent before you came on the floor. All right, so 45 minutes after this is done, I said 2:15. We might be looking at like 2:30.
Yeah.
Because it's 5-1 Washington in the fifth. Then Nebraska and Texas will play. Because Nebraska and Texas in volleyball in Omaha playing at 1:30 in the afternoon. Sounds like a great idea. Creighton baseball is done. They banged their game today because it's snowing outside and it's cold. So San Jose State will go home. Wimps. What do you expect when you come to Omaha in the middle of April? It's cold. We get snow. Suck it up. Play the game. But Creighton's on a roll. It was a great Omaha, Nebraska, and Creighton. Blue, red, and black Nebraska in baseball all swept this weekend. Omaha had an impressive weekend against BYU. Now they got to go to Oral Roberts and play. Creighton is playing really, really well. Would have been great again to have UConn because that would have helped for an NCAA resume, and then Nebraska beat Penn State. We did not do fully a poll question. I would have asked Brunts because he's familiar with both. What is more annoying when you go to a sporting event in either State College, PA, or Manhattan, Kansas? The lion roar that Penn State has. How would you like that's your only job to do on the game day ops at Penn State? Whether it be football, basketball, baseball, hockey, volleyball, you're just the person that sits in front of the computer, and whenever you want, you play the lion roar. In baseball, it seemed like it was somebody that this weekend, if you watched any of it, and God bless you because, I mean, that was standard definition video that was coming out of State College. It was just very random. Like, there were times where Nebraska would be doing something good and the lion roar would happen. So the person that was in charge of that this weekend seemed to be kind of preoccupied. Like, maybe was studying and just randomly would hit the button, or he'd think something was going on, would hit the button, or down in Manhattan. I never heard it anywhere else except for football, the Kansas State Wildcat roar, which was played over and over and over.
Yeah, that's too much.
I mean, why can't you have a real, have a real lion, you just jab him, or like a wildcat, you just jab him and have him roar. They have a real live tiger on the sidelines in Baton Rouge. They have it. They have actually Tiger Mike's cage mic'd up. Why can't you just have it real?
Jeez.
Instead of this fake, annoying, you know, out of a sound system roar. We can do this. We can do the most annoying things at a collegiate sporting event, and somehow we'll get down to the Vanderbilt Whistler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The cowbells at Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
The Whistler at Vandy. I'm trying to think of other annoying things that happen at collegiate sporting events that they're known for. at those places, like the Penn State and Kansas State, they're structured. Like the Whistler, you know, and I think Penn State and Kansas State fans, they enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like Vanderbilt fans are like, okay, the Whistler.
Whistler's a nice guy.
Excuse me?
Nice guy.
Interviewed him a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think he means well.
I think so, too.
People in Omaha, I mean, think about this for a moment. Maybe 50% attendance for the College World Series, and Vanderbilt more than likely is going to be here. They had a great series this weekend in Knoxville. They won 2 of 3 against Tennessee. SEC baseball was great this weekend. If you saw any of the packed houses for Ole Miss and Mississippi State, can you imagine the Vanderbilt Whistler in a half-empty stadium at the College World Series? Would he be more or less annoying with less people in the stands? Because a packed house, you can still hear him.
Yeah.
But would he be louder with fewer people?
That's a good question. Caller Doug just now said he doesn't know if you've ever been to a Northwestern football game, but that Wildcat.
I should have included them.
Yeah.
Theirs seems to be a little bit louder. Like they have that sound effect cranked up.
They do.
There was nobody at the games this weekend in State College. I don't know if they can have fans or what, but nobody decided to go, and that's a really nice minor league ballpark that they let Penn State use. It just seemed like it was louder and at the wrong time.
Ugh.
Like on Friday night when Nebraska turned the game and they went on to win 8-2, it just whoever was doing it, like the seventh and eighth inning, when Nebraska was doing something well, just hit the button. After every pitch, hit the button. I wonder if Northwestern's Wildcat is anywhere but football. Like the Penn State Roar is all their sporting events. Like even volleyball, they will play that roar.
What a good question. I've been to like a Northwestern basketball game.
Kansas State, I think, is just a football. Yeah. I've never heard of it like Bramlage Coliseum.
I think Northwestern might be just football as well. Because I don't remember. Maybe like during the intros they played it. Man, it's been a while.
Have a real one, and then we'll be talking.
Real quick, I thought of you yesterday. I was over at the Henry Dorley.
Oh, you went to the zoo?
I did. And
did you go to the penguins?
Sure did.
Did you see the penguin that I'm going to sponsor?
I got a couple that were, I was like, okay, that one's in the running. That one's in the running. You can be in the running as well.
Did you just randomly go to the zoo?
No, I had some friends that were that came by, and they were looking to waste some time. So I was like, let's go to the zoo.
We probably in this community need to find something like plan B. People say, hey, what should I do when I come to Omaha? Everybody goes, go to the zoo. We got the best zoo in America. Legitimately. You'll love the zoo. And they're like, well, what if I'm here for 3 days? What do I do next? Well, are you going to be here during the College World Series? No, I'm coming in April. Oh. Well,
zoo day two.
That zoo's awful big. I mean, there's going to be some things you're going to miss if you're there for 8 hours. You're going to want to go back the next day. We got this thing called the gardens. We got a train.
There it is.
We got a museum. Yeah, I'm wondering about the teams that are in town for volleyball because it seems like everybody has already gone to the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next thing? I mean, they've gone to the zoo, and it looks like on social media they've all gone to Ted and Wally's. They've all gone to Starbucks and the Marriott. Like, what do you do next? Because there's some time off between now and the Final Four.
Yeah.
Like, what is the next outside event? I don't see them, like, playing wiffle ball in the outfield of TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, no. Well, especially not if it's snowing this week.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, in Indianapolis, they took them over to the minor league ballpark there. I mean, we've run out of things to do, and we've only done one thing. Maybe we got to work on that, Omaha. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.